This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Feel like pressing my way. Well, I feel like pressing my way. Oh, I feel like pressing my way. 'Cause I'm on my way to heaven. Feel like pressing my way. I said I feel like pressing my way. Oh, I feel like pressing my way. I'm on my way to heaven. Feel like pressing my way. Well, I feel like pressing my way. Oh, I feel like pressing my way. I'm on my way.
Y'all give the Lord a hand clap in Jesus' name. My friends, you're listening to that noisy church again on the air, the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We're so grateful to God once more and again. Today it'll be coming into your homes, into your cars, all your places of business, or wherever you are at this time, listening to the sound of my voice. This is the pastor, Pastor Lawrence Casper Staton. We thank God for you and you, and especially you, for tuning in today on this radio station and on the internet. We are a church, my friends, that you're listening to that believes that you can get what you need. That's what we believe. You can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle. I'm a living witness that God is still working miracles, because he's worked a miracle in my life. Just the mere fact that I've been saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and on my way to heaven. That's a miracle in itself.
Hallelujah.
I tell folks in a minute, when you look at me, you already see a miracle. Glory to God.
Glory.
Thank God for Jesus. We invite you wherever you are under the sound of my voice. Come on here and let's enjoy Jesus together. If you're sick, come by. We'll pray for you. Lay hands on you. God will heal your body. God will give you deliverance. Where are we? We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street. That's 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues. Right quickly, we want to let you know, if you're looking for a church that might be near you, if you're in Roselle, New Jersey, the Community Church of Faith, 1212 Morris Street, near St. George Avenue. Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. You are up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center, 945 First Avenue. And that's in West Haven, Connecticut, where Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. You are in Syracuse, New York. We invite you to go on over to the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue. They're having church just like what you're hearing on our broadcast here. If you're in Chicago, Illinois, the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, and that's right off the corner of Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. You are down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Out in Gary, Indiana, the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. And that's Gary, Indiana. Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor there. Remember, you're always invited to come and be with us here in Brooklyn, New York, at the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Again, once again, our mailing address is P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. We're as near to you as your telephone. You can reach us by telephone by dialing 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. Get your Bibles just for a moment. Amen. We want to look in the Word of God. In the book of St. Matthew's, we want to look today, St. Matthew's, the 16th chapter. Oh, thank you, Jesus. St. Matthew, the 16th chapter, and we want to look down at the 24th verse and the 25th verse. Amen. In fact, we're going to read right on down to the 26th verse. That's St. Matthew 16, 24th verse throughout the 26th verse. And we've heard this scripture in times past, and it's good to go over it again. All right, everybody got it? That's St. Matthew's, the 16th chapter, 24th verse throughout the 26th verse. And we find the words of the Lord recorded for our reading as thus. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, any man, and when it says man, it includes woman as well. Some people say, well, Jesus was just talking to the men. No, it's the way it was written. Man in this particular scripture covers man and woman. Amen. Just like in Genesis, when he made man in his own image, it included man and woman, male and female, created he them. Amen. So then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, if you're going to follow Jesus, if you're going to get in church and claim to be saved, if you're going to be claiming to be a Christian, then there's some things you got to do. Jesus made it plain. If you're coming after him, he said, let him deny himself. What does it mean to deny yourself? It means give up the world. Give up the things. When you deny yourself to something, it means something that you want to hold on to, something that you want to keep, something that you want to have in your possession. You deny yourself. You say, okay, I'm not going to keep that, or I'm not going to possess it, or I'm not going to go get it. People want to be in church today and still want to cuss and fight and shoot up and cut throat and sleep around and tell lies. Mm-mm, you got to deny all that stuff. You got to give all that stuff up if you want to follow Jesus. You cannot do like the world. You cannot live like the world and expect to follow Jesus. Jesus said that's not going to work. He said you have to not deny yourself of everything that's worldly. Deny yourself of the things that you want. Make the sacrifice. Paul said in the 12th chapter of Romans, he said, my brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Sacrifice means to give up something. Sacrifice means to give something that you want to keep. And Jesus is saying the same thing here. You got to deny yourself. Sure, other folks are going out partying. Sure, other folks are going out to the nightclub. Sure, other folks are going out to the casino. Uh-oh, did I say something there? I never seen so many Christians sitting up at the casino nowadays talking about they saved, talking about they following God. Jesus said you got to deny yourself of that. You got to deny yourself of the lottery line. more Christians is on the so-called Christians, because they're not really Christ-like. Because Christ people don't gamble. But you find so many people that's claiming to be saved and claiming to be in the church, they knocking the sinners over, getting on the lottery line. Or the pick six, or what's that other thing? The mega bucks. Man, you better get out their way. They will run you over. You'll be hit by a speeding church person on that lottery line. Amen? But Jesus says you got to deny yourself of that. Sure, the rest of the world is going for it. Sure, the rest of the world is doing it. But Jesus said, you want to follow me, you got to give that stuff up. He says, deny yourself. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You're going to have to take up your cross. You're going to have to follow Jesus. You're going to have to go through just like Jesus went through. The scripture tells us, as Christ has suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise. Some people feel just because you get saved, every day is going to be a skip to Maloo. Like I told them up in Connecticut this past week, I said, let me tell you something. Just because you're saved, that don't mean every day going to be a day for you to play marbles like we boys used to do in Skelzy out in the middle of the street. And like your sisters used to play pickup sticks and jacks. No, every day ain't going to be like that. Every day ain't going to be a double dutch jump rope day. There's going to be some days when the devil is going to try your faith. There's going to be some days when the enemy is going to come against you with all four. And he ain't coming by himself. He's going to bring his imps with him. And they're going to try to do everything they can to mess you up. But Jesus said, take that cross up. He says, if you follow me, I'm going to show you something. He says, I'm going to show you that my burden is light. I'm going to show you that my yoke is easy. I'm going to show you, yeah, you might have to carry the cross, but you ain't going to bear the weight of that cross. Ah, glory to God. Follow me. If you follow me, you'll be all right. If you continue to go after the world and doing the things of the world, you're going to always struggle. You're going to always have a problem. You're going to always be in a situation. You're going to always be upset. Your mind's going to always be messed up. You're not going to have no peace of mind. Thank you, Jesus. But Jesus says, you want to come out of that stuff, deny everything that the world is offering. Deny it. And come on and follow me. If you follow me, I'm going to show you the way to life. If you follow me, I'm going to show you how to come out your dilemma. If you follow me, I'll prove to you that I'm a God that's a help in the time of trouble. I'm a present help. I'm right there with you in your trouble. And I will be with you and bring you out. When you go into your trouble, you'll meet me in there. I won't come in behind you. When you get in there, you'll see me there. Just like he did with the three Hebrew boys. I like to talk about them three boys. Mm-hmm. Amen. Because when they went in the fiery furnace, when they got in there, they found another one in there that looked like the Son of God. Oh. Hey, glory to God. Oh. I want to tell you that if you follow Jesus, he'll make everything all right. Your home might be messed up, but turn to Jesus. Your life might be messed up, but turn to Jesus. Your body might be riddled with sickness, but turn to Jesus. If you follow him, he'll make everything all right. Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Jesus said, follow me. I'm going somewhere, and I want you to follow me in order to get there. Many people are trying to get to heaven, but they ain't going there following Jesus. They're following Buddha. They're following Hare Krishna. They're following this one and that one. They're following the bishop. They're following the archbishop and the apostle. And they're following this one and that one. But listen, Paul made it plain one day and said, follow me as I follow Christ. You got to get in behind the apostle that's following Christ. If he ain't following Christ, get out from behind him, because he's going to lead you in the wrong place. Jesus said, he made it plain. He says, take up your cross. Take up your cross and follow me. Go where I'm going. If Jesus turns to the left, don't you keep going straight ahead. Well, Lord, I see down the road there, it's a shortcut to it. No, Jesus says, follow me. If I'm turning left, you turn left. If I turn right, you turn right. Follow me, because I'm the leader. I know the road. You just got here, but I know the road. Not only do I know the road, I made the road. Amen. I know where everything is at, and I know where everything is going. So follow me. 25th verse says, for whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. There's so many folks today, they're saving their life. They're too busy to come to church because they're saving their life. They're too busy to serve the Lord because they're saving their own life. But Jesus made it plain and said, if you save your own life, you're going to lose it. Why? Because there's no salvation in what you're doing. Ah, glory to God. The Bible lets us know that there's no salvation in any other name other than the name Jesus. You got to come through Jesus in order to get saved. If you're trying to be saved by being a good church member, it's not going to work. If you're trying to be saved by giving money to the church, it's not going to work. If you're trying to be saved by being a good usher, being a good musician, being a good preacher, it's not going to work. You've got to give your life to Jesus Christ. You've got to deny yourself. Amen. And take up your cross and follow him. Do not try to save your own life because you can't do it. If you could have did it, Jesus would have never came back here to save us. Mm-hmm. He would never would have went through all that agony on the cross if we could have did it ourselves. Mm-hmm. We were put in a situation that we couldn't get out of because of what Adam did back in the Garden of Eden. Yeah. And Jesus saw that. So he says, I'm going to go down and I'm going to hang on the cross and redeem man back to myself. This way, they'll be able to follow me where I'm going. Oh, glory to God. Jesus said in the 14th chapter of St. John, he said, I'm going away to prepare a place for you. And when I come again, I'm going to receive you unto myself. But in order for me to receive you, you got to follow me. Don't follow the rudiments of this world. Don't follow these loose Christians that's doing some of everything. Don't follow these loose so-called church folks that's going everywhere, saying everything, and living any kind of life. Don't follow them. Don't follow your own mind. Don't follow your own self. Some folks say, well, I've made up my mind. I ain't going back to church no more because ain't nothing but a whole bunch of hypocrites in there. Listen, it's better to spend some days in the church with hypocrites than have to spend eternity with them in hell. Because if you don't do what God's words say do, you're going right in the same place that the hypocrites are going. Amen? Amen?
Amen.
So follow Jesus, then don't try to save your life. Well, I ain't going to church. I'm going to stay home and watch my TV pastor, and I'm going to listen to my radio evangelist. Nope. Come on out to church. Follow Jesus. Don't try to say, well, I'm childish. The COVID is out there, and they got the monkeypox out there, and there's so much sickness and stuff. I'm just going to stay home and watch my church service on the Zoom or on Facebook Live. Nope. Come on out. If you're trying to save your life, you're going to lose it. The Bible says, forsaking not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Don't be like some that don't go to church. Get up. Get yourself together and come to church. God can protect you. You worrying about what the COVID is doing. I want to tell you right now, the COVID will come right up in your house and take you out.
Tell it.
There's a whole lot of folks died in the house from the COVID.
Yes.
So any of you talking about you protecting yourself by staying out the church, staying in the house, amen, and worried about monkeypox and worried about the COVID, the devil will come get you right in your house. You'll lay down to sleep tonight, and tomorrow you won't wake up in the morning if God don't wake you up. Don't try to save your life. Don't try to hold yourself, amen, and make sure that you're all right. Leave it to the Lord. The Lord will take care of you. He's your shield and buckler. The scripture says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous, not everybody, It made a distinction. It said the righteous run into it and are safe. If you're doing right and you're living safe, you got a place to run. You got a place to hide. You're protected. You're covered with the blood of Jesus. Jesus said, Don't try to save your life, because you're going to fail at it. That's why you see so much going on in the world today. Men are trying to save their own life, trying to have peace amongst themselves. And they're still shooting and they're still killing. Amen?
Amen.
They're still trying to have peace amongst countries and amongst nations. But the problem is they're leaving out the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus Christ. And as I say on the radio every week, on our radio broadcast where we're playing music here in New York City, where we're playing gospel music, when I close that program out, I tell them every week, there will never be any peace until God is seated at the conference table. You can have all the conferences you want, all the meetings you want, come together, make treaties, do whatever you want. There's not going to be peace unless you include Christ in it. There's a famous saying that's out now, no justice, no peace. I want to correct that and say, no Jesus, no peace. Can you clap your hands and give the Lord a praise? Jesus said, if you lose your life, amen, by saving it yourself, you're going to lose it. And he said, whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. You want to live? You want life? You want to enjoy life? Turn to Jesus and start following him. Your mother might not want to do it. Your father might not want to do it. Your sister, your brother, your husband, your wife, they might not want to do it, but you need to make up your mind, I'm going to follow Jesus. I see where he's going. And I see that where he's leading me is in green pastures. Oh, good God, all day long. He's going to let me lie down beside the still waters. He's going to restore my soul if I just follow him. Yes. Glory to God. Jesus asks the question in this 26th verse. He says, what is it, a man? What is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You ain't got but one soul. What sense does it make? You can't lose nobody else's soul. You can help somebody lose their soul, but you can't lose it. But your own soul, which God is holding you responsible for, my own soul, which what God is holding me responsible for, what do I profit if I gain the whole world and lose my own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for a soul? You can't barter with God. You can't bargain with God and say, Lord, I got a bargain here. You cannot do it. Jesus said, what does a person profit? What does a man profit if he gained everything? The devil tried that on Jesus. When he took him up on a high pinnacle and showed him all the nations of the world and stuff and tried to get him to obey his command in the wilderness. And Jesus says, no, that ain't happening. And you know why Jesus told him that? Because Jesus knew that all that what the devil was showing him belonged to Jesus anyhow. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. How are you going to give somebody something that already belongs to them? And that's what Jesus is telling us in his word today. How are you going to gain the world and then try to barter with God and say, Lord, let me give you this. And you ain't got nothing to barter with. Because your soul don't even belong to you. The Bible tells us all souls are mine, and the soul that sinneth, it's going to die. So even our soul does not belong to us, so we ain't got nothing to give in exchange. What we need to do, precious hearts, is make up in our mind, in our everyday lives, to follow Jesus. Make up in our mind, I'm going to do what the Lord say do. Make up in our mind that I'm going to obey God. If nobody else do it, I'm going to obey God. How can I do that, Brother Lawrence? The Bible tells us you must repent of your sins and be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give utterance. Amen? That's according to the book of Acts, the 2nd chapter and the 38th verse. It's time now to repent. It's time now to start following Jesus. It's time now to seek the Lord while he may be found. It's time now to turn to Jesus. Will you accept him? Will you turn your life over to him? Will you make up in your mind that I'm going to follow Jesus? Will you make up in your mind and realize that you have nothing to barter with when it comes down to your soul? Jesus don't want you to go to hell. He wants you to be saved and live eternally with him. Turn to him today. Give him your life. Say, Lord, I surrender to you. I surrender to you this day. I give my all and all to you. If you follow Jesus, things will change. Same. Even if you're sick in your body, same, Jesus will heal your body. Yes. That's why I ask folks all the time, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time when Jesus is saying, just follow me. I'll heal your body. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's pray now. Lord Jesus, we thank you today for these that have heard me on this day. We thank you, Lord, for the ears that are tuning in. I pray now, Lord God, that thou would come into their lives. Save them the more. Give them the mind to serve you. Give them the mind to follow you. Give them a mind not to try to barter with you. And give them a mind not to try to gain this whole world. Give them a mind to seek after you. Lord, touch and heal any sick under the sound of my voice. Satan, you are a liar and you were defeated on Calvary. I plead the blood of Jesus against you right now. You devil was causing sickness. Loose here and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, touch these bodies and make them every bit whole. Heal all manner of diseases, Lord. Lord, those that have to go back to the doctors, let the doctors be amazed at the things that you have done in their bodies. Now, dear God, we thank you today. We thank you for blessing us. We thank you for hearing our prayer. We thank you for answering our prayer. And it is done in Jesus' name. And everybody clap your hands and say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, God bless you now. This is Pastor Lawrence Gasper Staton. And we're coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple right here in Brooklyn, New York, where we're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street near Howard Avenue. In fact, we're between Howard and Saratoga Avenues here in Brooklyn, New York. We're here every Sunday morning at 11:30 and every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Sunday mornings, 11:30. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Come on out and be blessed of the Lord. We are a church that believe you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. God can do it for you, my friends, if you will just believe. Write me now. I look to hear from you. My mailing address is Pastor Lawrence Staton, Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. God bless you in Jesus' name. Be determined to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus.